views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to heal your mind, body, and spirit? You can give yourself the gift of whole body wellness. Stay tuned for the next hour as Audrey Michelle brings you the new hit show, Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate. On Transformation Talk Radio, Audrey is going to take you on a journey to healing and wellness by sharing her infinite wisdom and creating incredible conversations with the expert guests she brings on. Get ready to rewire your life. Here is your host, Audrey Michelle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. Of course, I'm your host here, Audrey Michelle, and this whole month of August, we have been discussing the topics within my online masterclass, Soul Awakening, which is available September 19th, so we are inching in that direction. And today, we are talking about celebrating with gratitude and joy. And so I have to start today with gratitude and joy. So I've been doing this free 5-day Rewire Your Life challenge this week, and I'm so grateful for all the people, everyone who has joined me. It's been really, really fun and inspiring to see all the women committing to changing their negative patterns in their lives and, you know, truly rewiring their life. So if you're interested, there is still time. You can totally go to audreymichelle.com/awaken to sign up. I'm sharing my 5 tools and ways for you to shift your energy. And so we are doing a little free micro class of what the entire Soul Awakening masterclass is about. So you definitely want to check that out. Like I said, you can go to audreymichelle.com and click on Soul Awakening to get signed up and to join the fun. So, speaking of fun and learning new tools, here's something I've been doing after the live radio show is going on to my Facebook group, Rewired Life Awakening, and doing live videos around the topics that we've been discussing for the day. Just a space to continue talking about what I've been talking about, and to give you a space to interact, to ask some questions. And usually my guest pops in there too and says hi. So it's a great place to connect. Definitely a lot of fun. So you can join us by searching on Facegroup, either searching on Facegroup for Rewired Life Awakening or going to rewiredliferadio.com, and there is definitely a link on that page. So this class, Soul Awakening, that I have been talking about all month, how to rewire your life. It's all about learning to love yourself, to heal your body and mind, and to celebrate life. So far in the show, we have covered the topics, showing yourself some love, how to shift out of not feeling good enough and into totally worth it. Such a powerful show. And then we learned, discussed how to unlearn unhelpful patterns and redefine success for yourself, both personally and professionally. Last week, we talked about nourishing your mind, body, and spirit. And today, we are going to wrap up this, grouping of radio shows. Again, all about this masterclass of mine, Soul Awakening. We are going to wrap it up with celebrating with gratitude and joy. So next week begins my free video trainings, again, all around rewiring your life and waking up your soul. And so I have to say, when I was going through my healing journey, I didn't exactly have a roadmap, and I totally wish I did, because I made a whole lot of mistakes, you guys. But along the way, I discovered my gift, and I discovered what it is I am supposed to do in this world, how I'm supposed to show up in this world, and how to rewire your life is what I discovered. So now I have the joy and the pleasure of teaching the process that I went through to heal, this process of loving yourself, healing your body and mind, and celebrating life. And it's what I get to talk about on this show all the time with my wonderful guests. I get to answer your guys' awesome questions, and I get to teach this process within not only my masterclass, but also my one-on-one coaching. And like I said, I am headed into sharing some free training videos. Again, you can go to audreymichelle.com and click Soul Awakening. So today's show, you guys, all about celebrating with gratitude and joy. And when it comes to rewiring your life, celebrating and finding gratitude is something we often forget. And I don't want you to underestimate the power of telling your nervous system and your neuroplastic pathways that I talk about all the time that they're doing a great job. So this step is all about positive reinforcement. And so I have a story to tell. I think every once in a while I mention the fact that we have a puppy. We are headed out of the little puppy stage. She is... Well, I guess she is 11 months old now, so she is technically still a puppy, but, you know, a big girl. But we got her when she was 8 weeks old, so it's been quite the year. But, you know, she went through this stage of eating her poop. It was awful. And, you know, the biggest mistake I made was getting away from positive reinforcement. And so, you know, she'd go outside and, you know, we'd let her run around in the yard. And then we started discovering that she was eating her poop, obviously, because her breath reeked. And then, you know, of course, then we were watching her as we like let her out. And what it turned into was she would squat to take a deuce and turn around and eat it, like in one motion. Poop, turn around, eat it. And I would get so mad because I was just like, ew, gross, you know, and I'd get so frustrated with her and run outside and grab her and like put her in quarantine is what I would always say, into quarantine, into your kennel. You know, I'd give her some water to like wash out her mouth because I was just like horrified and disgusted by it. And then she'd have to sit in her kennel for a while to like, you know, get rid of the stench. And, you know, this built a little neuroplastic pathway for her. But what she was hearing from me is when I poop, I'm naughty. She didn't get the difference between, you know, doing her business and not eating it because it was such one motion. And so we had this horrific day, right? I work from home. My husband goes to work. And so I have Olive all day. And, you know, as a puppy, she's eating three times a day. So she'd have her breakfast. She'd go outside, she'd take her little poop, and she'd turn around and eat it. And I would freak out. I'd put her in quarantine. And, you know, and then we'd go on about our day. And then she'd have lunch. And she goes out, she poops and eats it again. And I, like, lost it. And, you know, I'm, like, calling my husband just like, oh, my God, I can't take this anymore. And so I'm like, at wit's end, right? Just like, what am I going to do with this little thing? And that night she has dinner and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get this figured out. But what she does is she doesn't go outside and poop. She goes downstairs behind the sofa and poops. So I'm just like, okay, I take this a deep breath because I'm like, clearly yelling at her is not helping. And so I was like, I need to take a reset. I need to figure this out and get back to a space of positive reinforcement, right? You know, you have your puppy, your baby, your child, positive reinforcement in learning new things. I had gotten away from that. And so I was like, I need to reset. So the next day, what we did is I feed her breakfast. And we go outside and I was like, I'm going to sit here until she poos. And then, you know, I had gone and got her what they call high value treats, like, you know, the mother of all treats that she just like can't resist. And so it ended up being this like freeze dried lamb or whatever they had at the little puppy store. And so she is like obsessed with it, right? So we'll do anything to get this little treat. So here she like finally takes a little poop and I get all excited and I don't say anything about turning around and eating it. I get all excited and I have a little treat for her. And, you know, we do the whole positive reinforcement thing. And so that's what I do for the next week. Every time she goes outside, if she poops, I get like super excited, give her her treat. And now we're back to a space of not eating our poo, which is wonderful, right? But my point here is... we can do the same thing with our yucky thoughts, if you want to think about it that way, is shifting shifting our neuroplastic pathways, rewiring and creating these new neuroplastic pathways, and having these ways to celebrate small wins and find gratitude and joy in our life. And so literally our own psyche is just like this little puppy's, right? Like she was so confused because I was yelling at her when she did her little business. And we do the same thing to ourselves, right? Like when we feel frustrated or you know, I call them, and it's not me, it's, you know, A Course in Miracles, Marianne Williamson, Gabrielle Bernstein, right, all refer to ego, fear and ego thoughts, you know, any sort of anxiety, competition, judgment, all those like heavy thoughts, ego thoughts. You know, when you're operating out of ego, out of fear, right? That's what I had done to little Olive, is now she's operating out of fear of like, where do I do my little business? I'm so confused. That's what our mind does. Our mind gets confused because we have these heavy, negative, anxious, judgmental thoughts. And then what do we do to ourselves? We judge ourselves for it. And so breaking this cycle, it's imperative to have these small wins and to celebrate that for yourself. Like we all need those special treats to be like, hey, Audrey, good job. Hey, you know, whatever your name is out there, good job for not judging yourself, for not judging others, and finding a place of gratitude and joy in everyday life. So that's what today is all about, you guys. I'm so excited. I have a fabulous guest who's going to help us dig into what does it look like to find small wins and gratitude in your everyday life. So for the next two segments, I will be joined by a wonderful woman, Catherine Vignes. She's an inspirational and motivational speaker and life coach, teaching you how to live life with passion. So you're going to want to stick around for this. And then, of course, in the final segment, like I've been doing all month, I'll be taking your questions. And so if you have a question about how to bring in celebration and joy into your life, go ahead and call us at 800. You can call in with your question at any time, because what we are doing in the background, we are collecting your questions, and then I will address them in the fourth segment. So you can call in at 800-930-2819, or you can send us a message from transformationtalkradio.com. So like I said, we'll be collecting your information, your question, and then I will talk about them in the fourth segment. Okay, so we need to take a quick break. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio with me, Audrey Michelle, and we are going to continue talking about celebration with gratitude and joy. And of course, you know, you can always learn more about my coaching, or if you want to join the 5-day challenge to rewire your life, by going to audreymichelle.com. Stay tuned. Like I said, we are going to be joined by Catherine Vignes today, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Welcome to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I am so thrilled that we've created this venue for all of you out there.
Dr. Pat Basile will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
What we have heard is that you want to ensure for us that we keep positive, holistic, uplifting, transformative talk radio on the air. We're excited to bring you the contemporary conversations about Lyme disease.
We promise not to let the light fade on Lyme.
So fasten your seat belts We've got lots more to share with you in the weeks to come.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio with Dr. Pat and help keep our mission strong on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and today we are talking about celebrating with gratitude and joy. And my guest, as I said, is motivational speaker and life coach, Catherine Vignes. So I'm so inspired by her and her life story and what she's up to, and I'm so excited to share her with all of you. So Catherine, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I am just so excited to be here. I mean, I'm just excited. Thank you for having me.
Very good. I know. Welcome. This has been fun. So I think, you know, we started chatting about a month ago. So I'm real happy and excited that this is coming to fruition. And you know, everything you're up to just exudes this celebration and gratitude and joy. And so I was just thrilled to find you and thrilled to have you say yes to come on the show. I think, you know, before we started, we were just chatting about like literally anything you could say is going to be perfect. So I'm real excited to hear what you have to say today.
Awesome. Yes.
So let's start here. Share with us your story and how you've come to this space of having a solid, steady gratitude practice.
Well, it actually started when I was 15 years old. I was in a very severe car accident where my boyfriend at the time actually passed away. And in the midst of that, it was putting one foot in front of the other and really trying to figure out how I was going to go on at this point, because at 15 years old, your whole life kind of revolves around what's immediately right in front of you. Yeah. And now that my boyfriend had passed and thinking, okay, so now what? Why am I here? I survived for a reason. And what is it that I'm supposed to do in this earth to make an impact on the world? And
that's a big question to ask yourself at 15.
Right? And
I'm just all of a sudden like, wow, I did not have those thoughts at 15. So that's impressive.
I had been searching for this for a long, long time, since 15, quite honestly. But at that moment, when I was in the hospital, I was actually physically broken. I had broke my back in 3 spots. I fractured both of my ankles. I fractured and dislocated my wrist. I bruised and fractured 3 ribs, which punctured a lung, oh, and also split open my spleen. And oh my goodness. I was physically broken and laying on a bed, and then emotionally broken because my best friend had just died, and I trying to deal with all of the emotions physically and emotionally and just going through the motions, going day by day. And so that's when I knew, putting one foot in front of the other, I had to do something. I had to make something. And so that's where that question, what am I here on earth for? And while I was recovering in the hospital, I was in the hospital for 17 days. My English teacher at the time actually gifted me a gratitude journal. And in this gratitude journal, it was basically to write down 5 things that you are thankful for every day. Uh-huh. And I took it out. It was April 8th, 2000, the year 2000. And that was my very first entry while I was in the hospital. And the first thing that I wrote down is that I survived. That I was I survived to create an impact on the world and to go on, and that how cherished I was and how loved I was and how awesome it was to have such a beautiful relationship with Tyrell and to be able to give that more into the world. Mm-hmm. And so at 15, I knew that I was charged with something so wonderful. And for the past how many years later, I've been slowly working towards that, right? But yeah. It was that gratitude journal that really was the precedence of moving forward in my writing. I always loved to write. I was dreaming about being an author one day and doing children's books and going into every English class that I could possibly do. So this was really special that my English teacher at the time had gifted me this and really changed the trajectory of where my life was headed.
Yeah. Because it's like that's a spark.
Right. The days following, the weeks following, the months following, after a tragedy like that, you kind of go into really more of a tunnel of just, okay, where am I going? Putting one foot in the front of the other. And really, a lot of the emotions follow you. And trying to, being able, not trying to, but to be able to find and witness the beauty in everyday things is really changed the trajectory of how to cultivate and celebrate gratitude and joy.
Yeah.
Because I was able, I had to relearn how to walk. I had to put broken pieces of my heart back together. And to be able to witness that, you know, what brings me joy and how I can celebrate that is by being out on, I grew up on a farm and being out in front of our house and to play with my dog. I couldn't run after her, but I was able to be out there and feel the sunlight on my face, to feel the grass underneath my feet.
Yeah.
It's little things like that, that really shifted my perspective, because I couldn't say that I was happy, because I know that I was in so many emotions, but at the same time, there was few moments that I was able to capture and to really be like, no, in that moment, I was happy. I was joyful. I was able to connect with that and know that I was here for a purpose.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, in my own healing, the same was true. Like there would be days where I'd be like, the tea is hot today. And that is my celebration. It's a good day because I have hot tea. But that got me through. What are some, just share some other items that just everyday items that brought you everyday joy?
Well, as I,
either way.
Okay. So as I moved through, I mean, this started at 15 and I carried this practice on well until I was in my mid 20s, quite honestly. And that's when my gratitude journal, took a life of its own, and I was able just to write more and dump more and express more. But just writing simply 5 things every day, and that shifted my perception into finding the small things during life. So whether it was, like you said, hot tea, whether it is the morning smiles from my kids, whether that is being able to enjoy a conversation and be present in the moment with a coworker, and not have to think about the to-do list that I have, the all the emails that I need to catch up on, you know, the third refill of coffee at that point, right?
Yeah.
So it is, well, however, the third refill of coffee might be exactly what I need at that point. So,
yeah.
So
and I was just thinking too, again, for me, like in this gratitude practice, and it used to be much greater than it is now, but I found the more I did it, the more specific you had to get, right? Like you kind of start with like, oh, I'm thankful for like my family and friends, and I'm thankful for my husband and my whatever job. But as time goes on, you have to find more specific things.
And it becomes moments,
and it gets more real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's when you can really start showing the authenticity of where your energy is being spent and where you're showing up in the world.
Yeah.
Because you can go back and you can look and see, and granted, each day is different, but you will be able to go through and really see where you're spending your energy and where everything is going.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it, because when we can celebrate those little moments, that's what life is made up of. It doesn't matter the material things, because yes, I'm very thankful that I have a reliable car to get me to the park to play with my kids.
Yeah.
However, it's being present at the park with my children and hearing them laugh and having them say, "Mom, watch me do this," or being able to have the healthy bodies that they have to run and to play and to laugh and to giggle and to be witness to all of that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. So we are coming up on our first break here. Can you tell us what's the best way to learn more about you and get in contact with you?
Absolutely. I am very heavy on Instagram. Instagram is probably my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And to live through those little everyday moments. And but you can also find me on Facebook on my personal page, and I have a like page of Catherine Vignes. So you'll be able to find me no matter what.
Okay. And if we go to your website, it's catherinevignes.com, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
So that's probably ground zero. If we go there, we can find all of your social media, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
But yeah, everything is under Catherine Vignes. So if you're anywhere online, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, if you do Catherine Vignes, we will totally find you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, cool. So it's time to take a break. Again, I'm Audrey Michelle, and you're listening to Rewired Life Radio. And our guest today is Catherine Vignes. Like we said, if you go to catherinevignes.com, you can find out all about her. And then what's going on in the background of Rewired Life is we are doing a 5-day challenge, which is still going on. So if you go to audreymichelle.com, you can learn more about that. So when we come back, Catherine and I are going to continue this discussion about celebrating gratitude and joy in reference to how it shows up in her work, in her coaching practice. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Have you ever said to a friend, "I am trying to be less stressed. I am hoping to meet someone special." Or how about, "I am working on getting a job I love." Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Words like hoping, wanting, and trying may seem innocent. However, they carry with them emotional weight that actually blocks energy. Next time you start to say these words, say instead, "I am becoming less stressed. I am looking forward to meeting someone special. I am pursuing a job I love." While your brain may resist, note how your body physically feels as possibility of success suddenly appears. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff. angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio, where we learn to love, heal, and celebrate. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and of course, for today and for the month of August, we are digging deep into the topics of my masterclass, Soul Awakening. And I think I mentioned I'm doing a free 5-day challenge where I'm giving away some of my favorite tips for rewiring your life. You can learn more at audreymichelle.com. And so for today, I have my guest, Catherine Vignes, here talking about celebrating. Well, we are celebrating, but we're also talking about celebrating with gratitude and joy. And we mentioned right before the break that you can learn more about her and her work by going to catherinevignes.com. Okay, so we kind of left off our discussion, Catherine, talking about living with intention and authenticity. And I know this is a big deal to you. Mm-hmm. So why don't you just share how this became and why this is such an integral part of your life?
Well, honestly, for so long, I really blocked my story. And that I just shared with you about being in this car accident. For so long, I did not want to open up and be vulnerable and tell people what I had lived through, mm-hmm. primarily because I didn't want to see the pity or the pain that I associated with my story and with my past. And for so long, so many of us use our pain or the stories that we tell ourselves as almost a badge of honor, and that we hold on to that and we define ourselves by that. And once I worked through the healing and the trauma and actually opened myself up and became vulnerable, I started peeling different masks off. For so long, I had been running away from it and reinventing myself, quite honestly. Every couple of years, I thought, well, maybe this is it. Maybe it's a degree that will define me instead of my past. Or maybe it'll be the job that defines me. Or maybe it'll be a title like newlywed or motherhood or whatever it may be. And once I realized that I wasn't being fulfilled in those areas because I was seeking outside, I was seeking externally, where in reality, I really had to be internal about things and show up as myself and be okay with that. And so that's where starting to live with intentionality and authenticity and showing up as myself as I peeled all of those masks off, that's when I realized I could cultivate and the joy within me, because there's so many external things that can make me happy, but joy is really found within ourselves, because it's an emotion that only we can give ourselves, quite honestly. Yeah. And so that shows up in so many different arenas that I'm in, whether it's in my writing, whether it is speaking to an audience of 2,000 people or working one-on-one with a coaching client. So often that we are so tied to our past or to the story that we are telling ourselves, that when we start breaking that down and showing up as ourselves, that's when everything kind of comes into play.
Yeah. So tell me this, how are you leading women, coaching women into choosing joy, whether it's, you know, like you said, one-on-one coaching or speaking to a room of thousands? How are you getting people, women, to this space of joy?
It's, first of all, by showing up as myself, because when we're okay to be vulnerable and when we're actually, say, break open and say something about ourselves, how many other women finally stand up and raise their hand to say, oh my gosh, me too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
And realizing that we are not alone.
Yeah.
And
I feel like it's almost the opposite of what you... I don't know, I'm just thinking of, you know, me going through almost two decades of chronic pain and you know, your pain with your accident. And it's, people are really funny. They're just like, oh, but you didn't let it define you. And I'm like, it's a funny thing to weave back and forth of like being the accident victim or being the like chronic pain victim. Mm-hmm. And, or, running from it. Right.
Right.
So my story quite similar was, I'm not gonna, like, I didn't want to talk about it so badly that so many people didn't know that it even existed, but that's almost the same as letting it define you.
Mm-hmm. There's a definite difference between owning your story and letting your story define you.
Yeah.
Because it's when you finally climb out of the trenches and back up the hill and that you can see how far that you've come and realizing that your story or that definition of being a victim or, you know, whatever that it may be, that's not you, but you owning your story and being using it to share and to help others heal is a whole different ballgame. And that's when you are standing in your truth.
Yeah.
And that's when other people see that and be like, oh my gosh, if she can do it, so can I. Mm-hmm. And that's how empowered women empower other women, quite honestly. Yeah.
And you can hear it. Like, I can hear it in your voice right now, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Empowered versus being a victim of circumstance. It's really fascinating to listen to you and others in the same space that are just like, yeah, I've been through the thing. I can look back and learn from the thing and really grow and share and inspire other women to just be like, yeah, I had some stuff happen. Right. And it was awful. But here's
like
what
you said,
learned.
That's the lesson. Exactly. Being able to look at from it from a different perspective, to be on the other side of it when you've gone through the healing, when you've gone through the steps. And to be thankful for that lesson, because it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, but at some point, and it took me over 15 years to finally be thankful for that car accident. Not that I wish that it would have ever happened or that I would have lost my best friend. But as I said before, I knew there was a reason, but I didn't learn it for another 15 years later.
Yeah.
And to be able to step into that power now and to help others heal, because we all have, we're all saying the same words. It's just coming out as a different story.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where it's just showing up and so that others can show up with you.
Yeah. And it's a hard space to be in when you're like, when you know that you've been through some hard stuff and you have the emotion of it, like you were talking about with your car accident, like knowing that you got to like wade through the valley of crap before you can like climb the mountain and look back and be grateful for the like fertilizer that crap was actually serving in your life. Like that's a hard space to be in, you know, usually myself included and the women I coach, it's like, when do I get to get out of this? Like I will do anything to get out of this. And sometimes you don't get to do anything, but wade through it. So that's hard.
Holding that space and trusting that that lesson was there for a reason.
Yeah. So you have some journal prompts that are some favorites of yours. Yeah. Let's hear them.
So a few of the soul prompts that I love is taking the time to sit down and what one of them starts out with, I want to remember, and really go into your day or go into your week or a memory and really sit down and the sound of her laugh, the way that her fingers looked or the rings on her fingers looked, how she held a coffee mug, just really go deep into the memory of whether it's your grandma or your mom or just really the vivid details of what that actual memory was, I think is so impactful. Another soul prompt that I have used a lot is to write a letter. To release any negativity, to release any pent-up emotions that I was mad for a long time. I carried a lot of anger from my car accident. Mm-hmm. And there were many letters that I wrote to Tyrell that I said, I was just like, I can't believe this happened. Why did you leave me? And just to go in and in and in. and then to have that release and that be cathartic and healing for it.
Yeah. You know, Marianne Williamson teaches that one too, a similar thought of writing to your pain or your disease or the situation. And then she goes even deeper and has, the example she uses is AIDS, because she worked with a lot of AIDS patients and used the same idea, but has AIDS write back.
Yes. How powerful is that?
Fascinating. Yeah. Or, you know, cancer right back. Or for me, chronic pain right back. And, you know, maybe for you, Tyrell writes back. But it's just this, like, conversation that flows. And all of a sudden, it, like, shifts from anger into compassion. Yes. And it was fascinating. She gives so many examples. And you can see it in every example of how it shifts from pain to compassion and love.
Mm-hmm. I have a whole series of blogs that are Dear 15-Year-Old Me.
Yeah.
And talking about the different emotions that I went through and how that I came through on the other side. You don't realize it now, but this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And this is how you're going to grow from it.
That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. Do you have any more? I kind of interrupted you.
Oh, no, yes, of course. I've done a lot of the dreams, whether they're real dreams that I've had or daydreams that I want to aspire to or where I'm going to be going, and just let my brain flow, because it's just a place where I can play and get everything out of where I want to manifest and where I want to go. And that's a really fun one that I love to do, as well as writing down my a soul prompt of uniquely you. What makes you uniquely you? Is it your laugh? Is it the way that you can carry on a conversation with everybody that you meet? Is it the way that people always come to you for a piece of advice? What are those characteristics that make you uniquely you, and what sets you apart in the world? And that's a part of the authenticity and taking off those masks, because a lot of times people can see it more than we can because we're so close to it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Those are wonderful. I'm like, I want to go journal right now.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh, Catherine, I can't believe it. Our time is up. So much yumminess. I resonate with so much of what you shared, and I'm grateful and thankful that you joined us today. Again, for the listeners to learn more about Catherine, you can go to catherinevignes.com. Is there anything else you want to share quickly?
Yes, I am actually coming out with a new journal myself. I am co-authoring an inspirational journal with a dear colleague of mine, Renee Rungen, and it's actually going to be called Soul Prompt, and it's an inspirational journal that unfolds when you do. So it's not one that you can have to do every day, but when you're inspired to pick it up and to get some inspiration and have soul prompts written throughout it, it'll be coming out this fall.
Awesome. I am going to need one of those for sure. So do me a favor. When it is ready, let me know, because I have a section on my radio website where I have, like, as mentioned on the show. So we can definitely get a link for everybody there, and I'll let everybody know that it is ready and we can get a hold of it.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Okay. My goodness. Well, thank you so, so much for joining us. We have to take another break. You're definitely going to want to, you guys, check out what Catherine is up to. Like I said, when her journal is out, I will update you so we can stay current with what she's doing. So this is Audrey Michelle. You're listening to Rewired Life Radio, and we are headed into the fourth segment where, of course, I will be taking your questions. So you can call in at 800-930-2819 or send your questions via the transformationtalkradio.com website. Okay, we'll be right back.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, and low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough. Overcome life's greatest challenges and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Everybody, and welcome back to Rewired Life Radio. I'm your host, Audrey Michelle, and we just spent the last couple of segments chatting with my guest, the lovely Catherine Vignes. You can learn more about her at catherinevignes.com. And like she said, she has this wonderful gratitude journal coming out. She was hoping it would be out for the show. But it'll be coming in the next, sounds like 6 to 8 weeks. So I will update you accordingly so you guys can get a hold of one of those. So here we are in the fourth segment. Again, I'm taking your questions about celebrating and gratitude and joy. So you can call in at 800-930-2819, or you can send in your questions via the website transformationtalkradio.com. So, okay, of course, fourth segment, we always talk about how to live your life with intention. And of course, we are reframing it today to be aligned with our topic of celebrating with joy and gratitude. So, how do you notice and intentionally shift where you need to celebrate? So, this, you know, we're going to talk about this today in terms of what's going on in Houston, because that's been the topic of my discussion and, you know, questions coming in from those that I know in Houston. I moved to Denver 12 years ago from Houston. So we definitely have, you know, good friends and we make it to Houston quite often. So my heart is definitely down there. But how do you find celebration and gratitude at a time when there's, you know, so much fear, so much craziness happening, whether it's in your city or just in the media? You know, we're hearing all kinds of horror stories about how many feet of water are in people's homes and you know, how obviously they're losing everything and going to have to rebuild. How do you find gratitude and celebration in that space? And I was literally having this discussion with a friend of mine who lives there. And, you know, not 100% of the city is under feet of water. It's not. And she is in one of those spaces in the heart of Houston. And her house is dry and she didn't lose anything. But, you know, is still under stress and wondering how do you shift, right? How do you be in a place of gratitude for, you know, grateful that you didn't lose anything, but so many around you did. And that's a hard space to be in. You know, and the discussion we were having was, what can you do for those, obviously, who are less fortunate, but also, you know, this is something kind of Catherine touched on it. She didn't like sharing her story about the accident she had been through because she didn't want to see the pain the pain that other people were projecting about, like, God, what if I had been in that situation, right? Sometimes when you share your story, you get other people's projected pain. And so the question is really, for what's going on in Houston or what's just going on in your life, how do you be grateful for what you have when maybe somebody else is less fortunate? And so think about being in somebody's place when they're not so fortunate, right? Say you're the person who is, your house is underwater, everything you own is totally soaked, and you have no idea when the floodwaters are actually going to recede, when they're actually going to, like, your house can dry out and you can get on with it, right? Do you need people looking at you with those sad eyes? Or being able to hold space for you and just be like, wow, honey, this sucks a lot. How can I help you? And so what I usually teach in these situations is not projecting, right? Just holding space and having empathy for what the other person is going through. And so, sorry, I'm stumbling here because we're having another question coming in about, she says, my friend is going through a breakup from a 6-year relationship. I want to be there for her. Any advice on how to show up with light and gratitude? And so again, I think this is all the same discussion, really, is holding space for your friend who's going through a breakup or your friend who's losing their house in a flood, not bringing your own emotion to it, right? Because sometimes when we show up for people, we're just like, oh my God, I feel so bad. Like, I don't know how I would deal with this if I were in that space. And we bring sadness or whatever to the space. Show up clear. Right? Common neutral ground is one way it's often referred to. And just be able to sit with them and ask, like, honey, what can I do for you? You know, and not try to fix it, not try to make it better. You know, maybe it's a huge hug and just listening and not trying to fix it. And just letting them ask for whatever it is they need, you know, in that time of a breakup. Like, maybe your friend just needs to cry and just needs somebody to hold her and not tell her it's going to be okay, right? Sometimes you don't want to hear that it's going to be okay because you're just not in that space yet. So be that person that can show up neutrally and hold space for the other person neutrally and allow the other person to express themselves and have a space of not being judged if they literally just want to yell at the world about why is there so much freaking rain falling and when do I get my house back, and just, you know, let her vent and let her understand, like, it's okay to vent as long as 2 months from now, we're done venting, right? At that point, like, yes, we need to, like, move on. But give her that space to vent. And it's incredible what will happen when you don't try to fix it for somebody. You just listen. They actually, like, the complaining often will stop because they're able to hear themselves because they don't have to listen to you tell them how to fix it. So that's interesting. That's an interesting way to come at it. Is sitting with somebody in that place of roughness and just holding space for them. Like Catherine and I were talking about holding space for them to someday show appreciation for the lesson that they are learning and to someday be thankful. And it doesn't have to be today, you know? Like your friend going through a 6-year breakup. It doesn't have to be today that she gets over it. And it doesn't have to be today that we get through floods or whatever. So just holding space that, you know, maybe today I'm not okay. And that's okay. And then the gratitude can be like, I am grateful that I'm okay with not being okay. I mean, I definitely did that on the days where I like had no gratitude in my healing. Today I'm not okay and that's okay. And I'm grateful that I'm not placing that on myself. So, my gosh, you guys, celebration and joy and rewiring your life, creating a new nervous system, creating new neuroplastic pathways. It's really about showing up with love no matter where you're at. Even if you're just like, oh my God, I hate this. I can't stand any more water in my life. Or like me, I can't stand any more dogs eating poop, but that's okay. Today, I'm just going to show up with love. I'm going to show some love to my dog. I'm going to show some love to the people around me. Okay. I need to thank my guest, Catherine Vignes, today for sharing her light, for sharing her work. And of course, thank all of you for tuning in to Rewired Life Radio. You can join me every Wednesday at noon Pacific by going to rewiredliferadio.com. Next week on Rewired Life Radio, we are going to have this awesome discussion with a super stud friend of mine, Sonia Week. She's an Ironman triathlete coach. And if you want to talk to somebody who is all about jumping and your life will appear, that's our topic. Jump and your life will appear. Homegirl is the woman to talk to. So super pumped about that. So stay tuned with us next week for more Rewired Life Radio.
You've been listening to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate with author, speaker, and spiritual growth coach, Audrey Michelle. You can listen live each Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Download the podcast and connect with Audrey at AudreyMichelle.com. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com.